It's the annual winter summit of the Dialogue on Race, and more than 200 people are here on a Saturday morning. The Christiansburg Middle School auditorium has an almost festive atmosphere as people who know each other chat and those who don't meet.
I would say it seems to be a multiracial, multigenerational.
Benna Pratt Clark is Vice President for Inclusion and Diversity at Virginia Tech.
Multi-community, so Blacksburg, Christiansburg. Different sectors are represented, so there's obviously university members, but also community members. So I think it's an extraordinarily diverse group, and I think that's the power of the group.
The expression, a rising tide lifts all boats, is absolutely true.
Penny Franklin's one of the leaders of the Dialogue on Race.
The work that's going on right here in Southwest Virginia, Montgomery County, is absolutely amazing. To pull in 200 people at every event that we do for the last 7 years and to keep them engaged in focus groups around these issues and moving law enforcement to creating the possibility of a 2-year education for every child in Montgomery County, not just the African American children, is absolutely a way that you move the whole area. So again, a rising tide, but it started with a conversation around race.
Earlier this morning, they held the first Coffee with Cops event, 13 tables of people chatting and strategizing. It's been going on informally for several years, says Blacksburg Police Chief Anthony Wilson.
And it actually began in the early stages of this group, Dialogue on Race. We were looking for connection points. And one of our mandates for the law enforcement group was to figure out why we weren't attracting minority candidates, you know, what barriers were in place.
Action points like that are what the Dialogue on Race is all about. That's why its organizers ask everyone to come up with something they'll do to develop relationships that challenge racism.
I'm a teacher at Blacksburg Middle School, so I think what I'm going to do is first go to my administration, let them know that I attended this, and let them know about the discussions that we're having here, and then ask them, can we have events like this at our school?
That's Ryan Wade.
I'm the only African-American teacher there. You know, I can't tell everyone's story, so I think it's very important that we get people from this community who have lived here a lot longer than I have to explain their story, because their grandkids are going through these schools, you know?
One of the themes that kept coming up was the feeling by African-Americans that they're often the only one on boards, committees, and at social events. With the Black population under 5% in Montgomery County, it's more than just a feeling. Ann Getty lives in Giles County. Her action plan went right to the focus of this year's winter summit, developing relationships across racial differences.
It is sort of embarrassing to say, I don't know you very well, but I just want to have a better relationship with a Black person. How do you go in between there? Not saying, I want to be your friend just because you're Black. I want to be your friend because I need to know you. If I don't know you, we're not going to progress at all. So come to my party and bring 5 people.
The Dialogue on Race has monthly meetings for each of its 5 main mission groups on everything from the social and political to the economic and educational, all focused on challenging racism. I'm Robbie Harris.